This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's a car alarm going off outside.
Yes, there is.
The question is, whose alarm is it? So anyway, Ian, Chris, and Daryl are in the studio here tonight. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Want to talk about independence tonight. I know you guys touched on it last night, Daryl, the Catalonia situation. I don't know if there's been any updates on that. But John Stossel apparently has written a piece recently about U.S. independence, about states within the United States declaring independence. So I'm glad to see secession getting some national-level coverage, and hopefully we'll get into that coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. If you want to make them, you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Chris Wade joining Ian and Daryl here. Now, Chris, you're from thinkpenguin.com.
Yep.
And you really care about privacy and technology and issues in that realm. So I always enjoy having you come in because you always bring something interesting to the table. And tonight I learned something just when I was asking you about what your show prep was. I learned something that I didn't know. Apparently it's illegal, and it has been
since the 80s,
to violate terms of service.
Oh, that's right. It does go back to the 80s, doesn't it?
Yeah, the computer fraud. I was thinking 90s. No, the computer fraud
was like 87?
Thing was...
Was it 87? 89?
Somewhere mid-80s. It doesn't really matter exactly what the year was, but you know, this thing goes back at least 30 years.
You know, that long legalese document that you've never probably read any time you've ever gone on to some website or installed a software package. You know, they always present you with this long list of legalese phrases that probably wouldn't make much sense even if you actually did
read
it.
And a lot of times they'll just, you know, have the little box of click here that you agree to the terms of service. And then, you know, you can click where it says terms of service and it pops open another thing.
And sometimes, if they're really serious about it, they'll make it so you have to scroll all the way down through the terms of service before the little OK box will light up and you can get on to using the software or website.
And, of course, nobody reads those things.
No, of course not.
Which is one of my huge reasons for why I'm so against so-called smart contracts.
Yeah.
Because nobody reads them.
Right. These are the
people are just going to be like, okay, and then, it's self-enforcing because it's on a blockchain.
And the smart, you're right, you got to the part I was going to explain. The smart contract is a new term that is blockchain-based, which means that they, you know, have copies of it all around the globe.
It's supposedly usually immutable, unless somebody decides to go mutable.
Unless there's a mutable blockchain, and there certainly can be. And I bet there probably already is. There's hundreds of, cryptocurrencies out there. I imagine somebody's got... In fact, I think Stellar Lumens actually allows for a rollback.
Well, the one that I'm thinking of in particular that's the big advocate of smart contracts,
Ethereum,
they actually wound up rolling back because one of the smart contracts had a loophole that allowed somebody to take a bunch of money.
Yeah, but when they did that, they had the hard fork. I think Stellar Lumens is actually, I think, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, dear listener, but I believe it is programmed into that particular cryptocurrency to where, I don't know if it's the administrators of Stellar Lumens or if it's just the person who sent the transaction, but somebody has take-back ability within that network, which is kind of a disturbing concept because it seems to go again contrary to the whole idea of the blockchain.
Right.
Regardless, you know, if you know what it is getting into it, then that's one thing. But, of course, that's the point of terms of service, is they're so nebulous, they're so obscure, they're so legalistic that nobody wants to try to really, you know, go through them. Every now and then, if there's like something that I consider to be super important, like a business, you know, deal, I remember years ago when we got on XM, I read that contract. You know, I actually took the time to go through it. But if you just want to go onto some website or install a piece of software, nobody cares enough about those things to where they really are concerned with what the terms are, because they've never had an effect on anyone's life ever, for the most part, unless you, you know, got into a cell phone contract and then, you know, you try to cancel early and they're like, oh, our terms say you got to pay this.
Right.
You know, so every now and then it comes into effect, but it's usually nothing more than some sort of financial penalty, or, you know, you have to go to arbitration if you disagree. And now you're telling me that it's actually a criminal act, a federal criminal act, to violate terms of service?
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court apparently just backed this up.
Or yeah, something like that. It's a little bit more complicated, this particular article. But
where's it from, the story?
So this is from TechDirt.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to go
into it? Yeah, please. Okay. Yeah, jump into it.
All right, so... Alright, so for many years now, we've talked about the problems with the CFAA, which is the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
This is the thing from the 80s you were talking about?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this is, alright, so we can keep going on. Yeah. which was passed in Congress in the 1980s in response to the Hollywood movie War Games.
1986.
Okay.
Although it
was close.
Was kind of an expansion of the Comprehensive Crime Control Act of 1984.
So, a Hollywood movie got the politicians all scared, and they went ahead and...
Yes. War Games. So, remember, that's the movie where the guy
hacks
into the thing.
The only way to win is not to play?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I want you to tell me more about it, but let's go to John in New York first. John, listening via TuneIn online. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, we're doing a radio show.
I wanted to get your guys' opinion, because I view you guys as sort of a bastion of being very consistent libertarian-wise. You know, I've been listening to you guys for about 5 years, ever since probably the beginning of when I became a libertarian. And what I wanted to bring up, I know, Ian, you've had your fair share of falling out with sort of like libertarian drama. There's some interplay, so I think I really like your opinion on this. But long story short, people who are interested in libertarian philosophy know a guy named Han Herman Hoppe. He's a Rothbardian type of guy, and people probably know Jeffrey Tucker as well. Well, there's a conference, and there's been sort of some people pretending to be libertarians and then kind of worshiping or putting memes about Pinochet, you know, the guy in Chile that killed a bunch of communists and was a fascist himself. And
oh, yeah, let's make jokes about helicopter rides. Ha, 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 that's so funny.
Yeah, that's been going around a lot, and yeah, there's a lot of it that's probably just trolling, but there's actually, at least in my estimation, kind of a lot of it that's actually a little bit concerning as far as how the alt-right kind of tried to wedge into that part of it, and they've used some of what Hans Hermann Hoppe has wrote. And so, long story short, a picture came out, Jeffrey Tucker admonished him because somebody gave him a plastic helicopter, and he was kind of jokingly holding it, and Jeffrey Tucker was like, that's really not funny, it's not good for the movement either. So a lot of people, you know, it's kind of inner drama going on. Well, a speech was posted today where Hans Hermann Hoppe listed a bunch of things that he thinks libertarians should do, among them being closing the borders and stopping immigration. This is a guy who's supposedly an anarcho-capitalist.
He's been advocating that for several years.
That's not libertarian at all.
Honestly, I don't know who the guy is. I've heard his name, but... Did he write books?
He's written a bunch of books. Apparently, he's a professor somewhere, but he's you know, a darling of the alt-right, and it's one of the reasons a lot of alt-righters think they're libertarians, because Hans Hermann Hoppe calls himself a libertarian and advocates for throwing people out of helicopters and physically removing them, so to speak.
Well, he hasn't specifically said that, but the problem is he was in the Mises Institute and did hang out with Rothbard, who, you know, again, we don't do idol worship, but it does have some sway, unfortunately, with people. And just there's a lot of people that I'm seeing in the libertarian movement who I considered sort of allies as people I look up to, and a lot of them are coming out and actually saying, well, you know, he's got a point. We do kind of need to stop immigration. And we do have another point of his that was just insane to me is he says, we got to let his words, essentially paraphrasing, people can look up the speech online if they think I'm being unfair, but I don't think it's a bad interpretation, that we need to unleash the cops and let them crush the anti-fascists and crush all the inner city gangs. That's another step that we, because you know, that
sounds like he's channeling Christopher Cantwell.
Yeah, that just sounds like...
No, it's more Cantwell channeling Hoppe.
Oh, is that
sounds
right?
Sounds like right-wing propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, hang on, John. We can talk about it. I mean, I personally, you know, to me, all these people out there don't really matter at all. I mean, what really matters is the people doing real action and activism. And, of course, that's happening here in New Hampshire. But we'll address it coming up here. Libertarian drama. Free Talk
Live. I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.lrn.fm. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM, or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We are going to get back into this terms of service issue, where apparently the Supreme Court has upheld an interpretation of some law from the 1980s that makes it illegal to violate terms of service. You know, that really long legalese thing that you've probably never read every time you've ever installed software or gone to a website. We'll get back into that coming up here. But John in New York had a question about some supposedly libertarian guy. I've heard his name before, Hans Hermann Hoppe. I guess he's, you know, somewhat well known. And so apparently he's like an alt-righter, more so than a libertarian. He's some sort of fascist-sounding, you know, dictator guy. And we'll get into that as well. By the way, I do want to let you know about pool.bitcoin.com. If you want to get into Bitcoin mining, this is probably the easiest way to do it. You get into pool.bitcoin.com. Mark and I both are active over there. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and it makes it easy to put an investment in. You can use their calculator to figure out what your payout should be. Of course, you never know exactly what's going to happen in the future, but you know, if you want to get into it and learn about it, then you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. You don't actually have to do the hard work of constant equipment upgrades, the ongoing maintenance. You know, if the servers could break. If you don't know how to handle the technical side of things, this is perfect for you. Pool.bitcoin.com. As we go back to John in New York, John, you'd called about this Hans Hermann Hoppe. There's apparently some libertarian drama between certain people with, I guess, visible people, celebritarians, for lack of a better term, within the libertarian movement. They're fighting over this Hoppe guy who is apparently calling for a total police state crackdown on immigration, as well as just police state in general.
Right, and the odd thing is, he's not claiming it's a police state. He says, well, all of that vacant land out west, everybody in the United States owns that, so therefore, as part owner, I get to say that somebody can't trespass on that property that I am 1/130 millionth owner of.
Mm.
Doesn't matter that you're also 1/330 millionth owner of.
Yeah.
You don't get to invite somebody onto that land because I get to say they're trespassing.
It's an insane collectivist argument, which basically, if you use that same logic, you can justify anything as long as it says, well, there's this external problem, so therefore, since we all have to pay taxes, I mean, the same logic destroys every other libertarian
argument.
Right,
basically, because we don't have a libertarian society, therefore, socialism and fascism until we get to libertarianism.
Crazy.
Well, his specific claim is that, and it's pretty much racist, or if not, I mean, borderline, saying, well, you know, we got to only allow people in who are going to be productive. And he even says in this speech, you know, most likely it's going to be white guys, you know, not exclusively.
Yeah, that sounds pretty racist.
Yeah, but most likely it's going to be white guys, you know, and it's like on top
not
of that.
Ignorant.
Oh, it's insane. It's on top of that. The thing that I just think is just such a weird argument is to claim that, well, they're going to come in and they're going to be likely to vote for more socialism. As if the United States right now is already some amazing free place. It's better than a lot of places, but this ship sailed 200 years ago. You know,
we're going to stop these people from coming in and voting socialist by creating a complete fascist dictatorship.
Yeah.
Something along those lines, yes.
Yeah. But I just, you probably recall, a part of the reason that I wanted to call and talk to you about is because I kind of felt this split of maybe some cracks for this split when Jeffrey Tucker wrote an article called Against Libertarian Brutalism. And
that was a long time ago, right? That
was
several years ago.
And at the time, Christopher Cantwell came out and was like, wow, that's a load of crap. And the only thing, you only need to follow the non-aggression principle to be a libertarian. You can be the most racist person, which he's technically correct on that.
He is correct about that, which is why the non-aggression principle doesn't go far enough for being a good person. It's just a basic level of don't hit somebody.
Well, and then there's also, you know, the what I would consider to be flawed interpretations of, well, 8-year-old girl accidentally steps on your tulips, shoot her in the face, non-aggression principle.
Yeah, so I think that's, and that was, to me, when I read that article, that was the point that I saw that Jeffrey Tucker was making, saying, look, yeah, sure, we can have our principles, but we also, if the concept is we want more people to latch, you know, say, hey, take a look at this, you want it to be like, hey, here's the reasons why, beyond just the bare-bone principles, it's actually going to help you out. It's going to make life better for even people who aren't doing so well right now. And it's not, you go fast forward 3 years, you know, back then, Christopher Cantwell called himself the principled Rothbardian or whatever. Fast forward 3 years, and he's standing outside, holding up, you know, a torch outside of a, you know, Confederate statue. So it's sure. Like, where's the, you know, if people are going to, you know, and the reason you guys have such a pretty good listenership for, you know, of a wide variety of people, I see a lot of conservatives who might be like, oh, well, I like this idea of a closed border. And I just want to say the idea that you're going to be able to increase the state power and then roll it back once they do what you want has never worked, and it never will, and it's
right
an absolutely stupid idea.
Yeah, great points, John. What's saying there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program?
You nailed it, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, I mean, even within New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from, you can definitely see within the liberty, so-called liberty movement here, that there are people who are pretty good on a lot of issues, but they are xenophobic, and that, you know, that if it were to actually come to where we have the success level that we want, which is to say that, you know, New Hampshire truly becomes like this libertarian state where the government is being rolled back and, you know, government programs being ended, and we're letting the market take care of things. One thing that people are going to split on within the liberty movement is borders. Because if it comes to where New Hampshire, say, let's say, goes all the way and secedes from the United States, there's going to be a very distinct schism within the movement before that even happens over the question of what to do with the borders.
We should definitely wind up putting signs warning people that they're about to enter Massachusetts. which there actually was a proposal several years ago to allow for that.
You got to be careful, man. If you're in New Hampshire toting a gun around and then you accidentally step into Massachusetts, you get pulled over by a cop. You're looking at felony charges. So
now,
that would be a good idea.
Just for the purpose of a joke, I would support building a 700-foot ice wall on the Massachusetts border just so that we could call ourselves the free folk north of the wall.
That's cute.
Any Game of Thrones fans definitely get that reference.
Okay.
Everybody else, sorry.
Yeah.
The idea of an ice wall is cool, though, because it goes away, right? Like, it's only temporary.
Well, it goes away with ice dragons.
No, it goes away with when it gets warm.
Oh, you've not watched the show.
No, I have not.
An ice dragon melts down part of the wall.
But if you actually did have a wall, it would not last beyond, you know, March or April. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We can talk about libertarians and borders and how, you know, you're really not a libertarian if you want to have closed national borders. This is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And toll free to join us on the radio. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can get signed up for the Free Talk Live email list. You'll get a newsletter about once a week when you do that. You can go and get signed up via the email sign-up box right there at freetalklive.com, right in the middle of the front toward the top of the page. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You'll find the email box. Sign up there as we continue with you tonight. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So coming up, we'll talk more about independence and this ridiculous story that you started the show out tonight with, Chris, about the terms of service that apparently if you violate these things, you could go to jail. We'll tell you more about that. But I wanted to continue a little bit on this subject of so-called libertarians and their opinions that, well, yeah, we really want liberty, but, you know, while we've got a big old state around and there's people who want to come here and vote from somewhere else and take welfare, well, we're just going to need to have a total police state to, you know, put a stop to that while we repeal the state from the inside, supposedly.
There was one of the speakers at Anarchapulco last year that was saying that.
Wow. I don't know who that was. There's a bunch of speakers there.
Well, she's a pretty Canadian girl, so she can wind up saying whatever
Lauren
she wants to.
Southern? Is that her
name?
Yeah. Southern.
And then she decided not too long ago to go harass refugees in the Mediterranean that were fleeing American bombs.
She actually physically went there?
She was on one of the boats that was trying to prevent refugee boats from going to Italy.
Wow, that's crazy. And she calls herself a libertarian?
Yes. Yes.
Where do these people come from?
Well, the she comes from Canada.
Yeah, the right wing.
Yeah.
Basically.
I just
It's been a long time infiltration of the liberty movement.
Right, and you know, there's this myth that libertarians are the natural allies of conservatives, so we should just go along with whatever conservatives want because Reagan.
So, yeah, look, libertarians come from all over the place, and you're right, it is a very common myth that libertarians are somehow more allied with conservatives, and I understand why people get that idea, because, well, the Libertarian Party recently has, in the last basically decade, has nominated two men who are former Republicans, Bob Barr in 2008, right. Gary Johnson in 2016 and 2012,
right.
For their presidential ticket, which, of course, is the you know, of all the times of the year or over the years is the most visible when, you know, libertarians are in the media. Like the presidential election is when people hear the word libertarian, I would say more likely.
Right, but so, even before Bob Barr wound up getting the nomination, I heard people saying that libertarians and conservatives are natural allies. Yeah. And so the nomination of Barr, Root, Johnson, Gray, and Weld was more a symptom of that underlying problem of people saying that libertarians and conservatives are allies.
Yeah, and it's not to say that there aren't people from the left who are involved in the liberty movement. I mean, certainly.
Right, and certainly there are things where we agree with, you know, conservatives on. There are also major things where we disagree with conservatives. Foreign
like
policy, the drug war, borders, me being able to do with my body what I want as long
gay
as
marriage.
I'm not harming somebody else.
Yeah. It's
but they'll let me keep most of my money.
Yeah, it's a combination of the two, I think, is what happens. It's, you know, it's the whole conservative, fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Right, so there's that myth that needs to die in a fire. And then, you know, because of that, and that, you know, we need to reach out to the right sort of thing.
Yeah, you could say the same thing, though, like, I don't know. I think you could kind of say the same thing for both. You can make the same statement for both sides. It's just depending on the issue.
Yeah,
well,
I think you can.
The flawed myth of we're fiscally conservative, socially liberal. Certainly, our economic policies tend to align more with conservatives, but we actually have a reason why we believe what we believe. And when you start throwing out, well, see, we're just a mix of conservative and liberal, it makes it sound like libertarians are centrist, and we're not centrist.
Right. We're cherry picking or something like that. And the reality is libertarianism is based on the principle of non-aggression, which
correct.
Says that, you know, you should not use aggression or aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. That's kind of the mantra of the Libertarian Party. But what you have happening, and you know, it's not uncommon within politics, is when there's a political movement, it by sort of default has to be open to the public. You know, they have to allow anybody to, for the most part, to join.
Right.
And ultimately, that means that you are subject to infiltration and you're subject to hostile takeover. And that's just a reality. And if anything, it seems as though the conservatives have been more successful at that within the Libertarian Party. And because they have been more successful at that, again, like I said, it's not to say there's even a group calling themselves Libertarian Socialists. So there's definitely, you know, left wing that has come into the Libertarian movement as well. But the conservatives seem to have done a, you know, more effective job at a takeover attempt on the Libertarian Party, so much to the point that they've gotten former Republicans nominated for the presidential. And you're right, it's been happening since before Bob Barr, which is how it got to the point of Bob Barr being possible, because I don't think Bob Barr would have gotten the nomination 10 years before that when they nominated somebody far more principled like Harry Brown, for instance.
Well, and the second ever presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party was a former Republican. Roger McBride was the elector that voted for John Hospers in 1972. He was the Republican elector that defected to cast that vote for the Libertarian.
But was he a Libertarian?
In 1976, he was a member of the Libertarian Party. He was a lot
but was
more
he a libertarian.
He was a lot more, you know, small L libertarian philosophically.
Small L meaning he was principled. Is what you're
saying?
Okay. as opposed to Big L, which this gets confusing, right, for people.
Right. Big, so L, Big means L means you're a member of the party. And right. Some people just think Big L means you believe in the principle, and Small L means I don't know what the hell they think it means.
Yeah, which is why it needs to be explained when somebody when somebody references it. So I think that's why. It's just because, for whatever reason, you know, they were more effective at taking over the Libertarian Party. Now, they haven't completely taken it over.
Yeah,
there's still people who are fighting them.
It seems a little bit misleading to say they've taken it over. They haven't taken it over, but they certainly have.
They have enough voting influence to put their guy in as the presidential candidate. I call that taking over.
Okay.
Now, maybe they haven't completely taken over. You still have people like Arvin Vora, who is the vice chairman.
We're talking about the national level here?
Yeah, the national level.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree with you at the national
Libertarian
level.
Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has not been taken over. Yeah. Daryl's running that. So Daryl and Roger, who are two of the most principled libertarians you could possibly find, are running the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. That's why I'm a member of that party, because they're principled and they stick to their principles. I resigned my life membership from the National Party back in 2008 before they nominated Bob Barr, because I was sick of how unprincipled the party had become. And it's sad. It's sad to see happen, but that's just the reality.
Yeah.
What can you do about it?
I always refer to myself as a principled libertarian because I don't want to be associated with the national
party. I don't blame people like Daryl for spending inordinate amounts of time trying to actually save the National Libertarian Party. I understand why they value it, because it is, you know, that first gateway into libertarianism for a lot of people. And there's some value in the fact that they exist, and there's some value in that even if they aren't completely principled, they might possibly be that gateway drug into
and
liberty.
If the National Party went away, and this is something that a lot of people don't understand, if the National Party went away, I guarantee you about three quarters of the state libertarian affiliates would just cease to exist.
Who cares?
If
they depend on the National Libertarian Party for their existence?
Well, it's not necessarily that they depend on, but when you look at other political parties where the national organization ceased to exist, mm-hmm. the state leaderships decided, well, why do we even need to be a thing if there's no organization for us to be a part of to work with other state affiliates?
The danger is they're going to end up coming here. That's my fear.
Who?
Libertarians from other, or so-called libertarians from other states.
Well, I don't think that's that much of a danger. I mean,
I've seen there's people coming here.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the frustrations that many of us in the libertarian movement have had with the National Libertarian Party and basically this ongoing struggle within the Libertarian Party to keep it on track, to keep it adhering to its principle, the principle of non-aggression, which is what libertarianism is supposed to be based on, which says that you shouldn't use or advocate for the use of aggressive force in order, or threat of, thereof, in order to achieve your political or social goals. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. If you want to comment on this discussion, our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There is a misperception that libertarians align more often with conservatives. It's not true. Libertarianism is just a moral philosophy that says, hey, don't hurt people in order to get your way. If you got an right. idea, then you should put that idea forward and persuade people
right.
to get
good ideas
it.
Don't require force.
Right, and that means that you might have to get creative because, you know, going to force is sort of the hallmark of an uncreative person or an uncreative idea.
It's what bullies
right?
do.
Right. You don't have a better idea, so you just want to hold a gun to somebody's
give
head.
Give me your lunch money. Why should I give you my lunch money? Well, I'll punch you if you don't.
What does that actually mean?
What does what mean?
I mean, you know, the non-aggression principle.
Well, do you want to describe it? Because I just went through a description of it. I can say it again.
An example.
You want an example
an
of
example.
What the non-aggression principle
because
means.
I think a lot of people still don't understand what that means.
Well, you, in elementary school or
let's
preschool.
Give an actual real-life example
sure.
here. There was a footbridge that wound up getting built here in Keene. Cost, what was it, $1.2
million
or $2.1
million? Somewhere between $1 and $2 million.
You know, cost a lot of money.
It's
the
ugly.
Vast majority
ugly.
Of that money wound up coming from a federal grant. Only about $100,000 of it got raised locally, but that was touted as, see, the community wants this because we raised $100,000 of this between $1 to $2 million to build this bridge. And they also claimed tax money is not being used to pay for this because it's a federal grant. Well, no, that's still tax money. It's just not local tax money. It's, you know, tax money that's coming from Washington and Oregon and people like Sarah in New Mexico who want us to pay for her stupid bus.
And what's the problem with that?
Well, the problem is... The problem here is if people actually wanted this footbridge, they would have raised the full $2 million to build the footbridge instead of saying,
they knew they didn't have
Chris,
to.
I know you don't want this footbridge, but give me money or else. And see, people wind up, they don't see the actual gun behind the give me money.
No, they refuse to see it.
So they just say, well, the money comes out of my paycheck.
What happens?
And then it doesn't matter what happens.
What happens when I refuse to pay the tax that, you know, went to that bridge?
Well, you might wind up getting a threatening letter from the IRS.
And I still don't pay.
Depending on how much they say you owe, you may or may not ever be able to leave the United States. They may or may not actually wind up pressing criminal charges against you.
Everybody knows what happens.
Or may not garnish your wages.
Everyone knows what happens. They saw what happened to Wesley Snipes. They saw what happened to Richard Hatch from Survivor. These people have gone to jail. They've gone to prison over this.
Right.
Larkin Rose, you know, one of the people within the Liberty Movement, one of the wrote anti-tax books back in the day. They put him in prison. Of course, he wrote more books while he was in there.
And what is prison?
Those are also you know, like high target. You know, those are big targets.
But that's why they
wind up making some splash here.
But that's why they do that. They want people to see this is what happens when you don't pay the tax.
Let's just wind up saying that they decide to come after you, Chris. Even though, you know, you're not the hugest target, but you kind of are. They're like, all right, come with us. And you say, no. Well, at some point, if you refuse long enough, you're getting shot by a cop.
Or tased and knocked out
or kidnapped.
Whatever. Yeah, they're going to get you.
So, I mean, what is prison? Prison is kidnapping.
Prison is a place with bars and walls, very high walls, and possibly electrified fences.
The best walls, the best electric fences.
Dogs, perhaps.
The best guns, the best dogs.
It's a cold, foreboding place that most people don't want to spend any of their time, and for good reason. There are very unfriendly people in there, both on the inside of the prison and wearing the guard uniforms. So it's not a place people want to be, and so therefore they'll do what they're told. Now, at this point, you're just asking sort of open-ended questions to try to show people the gun in the room, so to speak.
I'm trying to show people what it means to be libertarian.
Yeah, but there are people who will not see. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't try that. I think it's good that we've gone through this. But if you want to play devil's advocate, I can play devil's advocate on this.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's the price you pay to live in civilized society.
According
that
to
is
whom?
To say taxes. Well, it's what people say. It's commonly said that this is the excuse that they... Oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't like some of the things that government does. Like, for instance, last night we were at this meeting with a bunch of people, and they were there about immigrants, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And many of them don't like some very specific things that the government is doing. But that doesn't mean they're ready to break away from the United States. It doesn't mean they're willing to embrace the non-aggression principle. They'll just say, oh, well, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Oh, well, we can take back the government, bring it back to our side of things, and make it an honest government, make it a good government. And, you know, we don't believe that's possible. As libertarians, we don't think that government can be good. Even with all the good intentions in the world poured into it, the way government and its incentives are set up is to, essentially, they're the reverse of what the incentives in life should be.
Right.
Whereas if you are failing in life in the marketplace, the market gives you signals to allow you to possibly correct those failures. And if you correct them, maybe you won't have your business go under or whatever it is you're trying to do. If you don't correct them, then you'll probably fail. Whereas with government, if you're doing the wrong thing, you get increased funding. If you're being wasteful, then you get increased funding. And it's just the most
just
insane.
Look at your local public school.
Sure.
And
great example.
The worse the grades are, the more they wind up spending per student.
Yep.
happens here in Keene all the time, where we go to these school board meetings, and you'll hear, well, yeah, I know our grades are below average, but that's why we need to spend more per student. We don't want to be average.
Well, certainly that increased funding results in increased performance, right?
I don't think
so. No?
And there's also declining population in the school system, and yeah, it's absolutely
so, yeah, declining population and increased funding all
right, because,
at the same
time.
Right,
because, see, we're not getting as much money from the state as we were last year. Yeah, because you have fewer students.
Apparently they didn't pass math class. So the total
it's that new math.
Yeah, if you want to join us, it's 855-450 free like freedom. But there's a lot of cognitive dissonance that goes on, and it's important to show the gun in the room, which is what we were doing earlier when you're asking about, well, what happens if I don't pay these things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they may at some level understand that, but they accept it as just sort of part of the process. It's what you have to do to live in a civilized society. They don't like the government in some ways, but it's better than anarchy, is what they believe. We have the best system in the world, is what they believe.
No. No, we don't. What we have is something that is akin to democracy, but it's not actually majority rule. It's a minority that rules over the majority, and it's really the minority of the minority because, well, see, we elect people to make decisions for us. So at the federal level, there's 435 men and women that wind up making decisions that affect 330 million people.
Mm.
And then in a lot of cases, they wind up not actually making the decision themselves. They make a decision that says the secretary of some government agency gets to make the decisions. And so then an unelected, unaccountable bureaucrat gets to decide the rules for every man, woman, and child in the country. And then winds up affecting people outside of the country because of treaties and whatnot. So this thing that Chris mentioned earlier, the Computer Fraud Abuse Act, winds up affecting people overseas because, well, see, you're doing business with the U.S., so therefore,
jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah, they're extracting people over this stuff from the U.K.
Really?
And around the world. Yeah.
Kim.com, who has never set foot in the United States,
another great example,
is being treated as, what's the term for when you evade capture?
A fugitive from justice.
Fugitive, because he has never been here, because he knows if he comes here, he goes to jail, goes directly to jail, does not collect $200.
He was living in Australia when they raided him. All right, we're coming up here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, you can weigh in, Free Talk Live.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.